You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 310. Today's another countdown to kickoff mini episode, day number 24, which is about Nick Coleman. Nick is a sophomore from Dayton, Ohio, where he attended Archbishop Alter High School. He is 5'11 and a half and 195 pounds, and he plays cornerback for the Irish. We're going to get started with his recruitment, and then we'll talk about our projections for this upcoming season. So go ahead, Randall, get us started with Nick Coleman's recruitment.
Yeah, Nick Coleman was a three-star recruit, and if you actually look at his film or go to watch his highlight reel from high school, most of it will actually be him playing running back. And Notre Dame did recruit him as a cornerback, even though he was playing running back for a lot of his high school career. He did play offense and defense. His junior year, on offense, he had 1,168 yards and 13 touchdowns, and also had 39 tackles and 2 interceptions. So definitely has a motor, playing getting that many yards plus playing defense on top of that. And his senior year, he had 1,125 yards and 13 touchdowns again. He had 48 tackles and 3 interceptions at cornerback. And he had some pretty big games his senior year. There was one game where his team won 56-20, and he carried the ball 18 times for 289 yards and 5 touchdowns. So basically did whatever he wanted to. And then in the championship game, they were actually the top-ranked team, and ended up, he had 75 yards on 15 carries, but they did lose by a touchdown in the championship. He did not get his state championship his senior year. Just some other interesting facts about him. His dad actually played at Notre Dame as a running back in 1983. Trey Coleman was his name. And Nick Coleman would also have been a teammate of Malik Zaire. Obviously, Zaire would have graduated earlier than he did, but they did play together in high school.
All right. Nick did play as a true freshman last year. He played in all 13 games, primarily on special teams, but he did play at corner some as well. He finished with 5 tackles, 2 passes broken up, and 2 passes defended. And this upcoming season, there continues to be some injury problems, some questions with Nick Watkins. So I do expect Coleman to be given a healthy look, a good shot at contributing at cornerback this season. Randall, what do you expect to see?
Yeah, I agree. Right now there's actually talk of him being the other cornerback when Notre Dame plays in the nickel package of, you know, maybe moving Sean Crawford for the nickel position, and Coleman would be the next guy in. But I would say that depends a lot on Martin's recovery. But he definitely has a chance to take over that spot while Watkins is getting back to 100%.
And Watkins, they're going to look at him again in about 4 weeks from when we're recording this, August 11th. So there's an update on that as well. All right, if you guys want to follow Nick on social media, Randall, do you have his Instagram account?
Yes, his Instagram is n.cole24.
All right, and that's, you said, okay, I think his Twitter handle is pretty much the same thing, ndotcole_24.
The only difference would be underscore instead of an S right before the 24.
So give him a follow there. You can find out a little bit from what's going on at camp. He retweets some things from there. All right, anything else, Randall, about Nick Coleman?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini-episode. And until then, go Irish.